Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lee and Haley Overtime Podcast, brought to you by Damiano, located at 503 South Upper Street in Lexington, Kentucky. It is the best Italian food a fella could get. You talk about handcrafted pizzas, calzone sandwiches. They offer a variety of dishes, including gluten-free pizza and penne pasta. You can join them for happy hour or just have a great drink anytime. And they've got wonderful happy hour specials at the bar from, I believe, 11 to 6. It's happy hour half off.
7 hours of happy hour?
Yeah.
I love it. Go see them. It is so fab. Now, didn't you and Nikita just go
we
eat
were there yesterday?
What did you have?
We sat at the bar so we could take advantage of that.
Oh, sure.
Nikita pulled some scam, too. She pretended to spill the drink, which she did. She spilled a drink, but not quite all of it. But the bartender fell for it.
Oh, and was like, oh, like, let me give you a free refill. Do we have to pay for this one? Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. What'd you have to eat?
I had the pepperoncini.
Pepperoncini.
Yeah, just a pepper sandwich. It's a chicken,
a sandwich.
It's a chicken sandwich.
Oh. Did it have, in fact, pepperoncinis on it?
Yes.
So good.
It was good.
Nice. Okay, so they have pizza, but also let's say you're trying to eat a little lighter. They also have salads and things like that that are really, really fresh and delicious.
Nikita had a Caesar salad. Yeah, it was very good.
So
with chicken
good.
On top. Yeah.
Oh, Caesar salad.
And the girl recommended something, and Nikita didn't take her up on it. She insisted the chicken be grilled, but they can do a battered chicken in something. She goes, that's the way I eat my Caesar salad. And I thought about it. I went, oh, my goodness.
Well, what's it?
I'm trying to remember. Oh. It's a way they do their chicken.
It's
on
not
one
just
of,
fried chicken?
No. It's the way they do it on one of the dishes. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. That sounds wonderful.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I am intrigued. I love a chicken. Lately, I'm obsessed with all white meats because, as I shared recently on our TV show, I had blood work done because I'm in my mid-30s now, and I thought I haven't had just a regular old physical since, like, my sports physicals when I was in high school.
I don't think I've had one either.
Yeah. So I just finally was like, I need to go. And so I went. Everything was great. My doctor said the only thing I need to be working on is I need to get more protein. My protein was quite low. Not quite low, but low. And so he was like, you really need to be focusing on getting more protein, specifically white meat, fish, nuts, seeds, etc. Mm. You know, red meat, of course, but more on the white meat. So anyway, I've been trying. I've like had chicken on the brain a lot lately. Anytime I go somewhere, I'm like, what kind of chicken offerings they got? Because I can fish sometimes for me is just like, I don't know.
Unless it's grouper.
Grouper is good. It's like halibut is my favorite white fish because it's so dense and it feels like eating chicken or steak or something like that. Sometimes fish, I feel like it's like it just disappears on you. And then I get salmoned out. I love salmon, but I can really only eat it like once every couple weeks because then I'm just, I don't know. I feel like I've just served too much salmon. I need a break. So anyway, and then I also shared a hack I'm doing is I'm trying to drink I always have 2 cups of coffee a day. The first one, I just drink regular creamer. The second, coffee of the day in here right now. I have a huge iced coffee with a full pure protein shake in it.
What?
Yeah.
What's
caramel.
Tastes like?
Like a delicious iced coffee.
Sounds horrible.
Want a sip?
All right.
Sorry about the lipstick on the straw. It's your shade though. You like a nice nude.
It's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah. What is that? It's nutty.
It's a caramel.
There's a nuttiness to it.
Well, it's Nescafe Ice Roast Instant Coffee. It's instant coffee that brews in cold water.
Let me have another drink.
Okay.
No, there's a nuttiness or something.
The protein shake, the pure protein, it's salted caramel. So salted caramel, the Nescafe.
I guess that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something familiar there, but I'm horrible at identifying taste.
You are. We've done some like blind taste tests on the show. And Lee, if you said like... If you gave him a bite of a raw onion and told him it was chocolate, he'd be like, oh, delicious. Mm-hmm. A milk chocolate. Anyway, so that's what's going on in my life. These days, I'm very protein focused. Ever since I got my results about a week or two ago, I'm like, I got to get this protein.
Good for you. Now, what I am good at doing, though, is recognizing voices. I'm like a savant.
You are.
I remember before the internet,
mm-hmm.
me and my buddy Neil got in a heated argument about who is the voice of United Airlines? And I knew it was Gene Hackman. There's no way Gene Hackman's doing that. It took me a year and a half, but finally there was an article that came out about actors doing voice work, and there it was right up front in bold letters. Gene Hackman, United Airlines. And I put it in his mailbox. Look at there.
That was, When did you grow up? That's the only way you could alert. You could slam dunk on someone was put in their mailbox.
Yes, back in the old days, it took forever to slam dunk on somebody. There was no Google.
No, there was no Google. Wowzers. What's going on with you, Lee Cruz of the Lee and Haley Show? Update me on your life.
I got back issues.
Yeah, your back's been out. Not out completely. You can still function. But
I was in Palm Springs and I fell.
Yes, you went on vacay.
And I landed on my kidney. And I have knocked the wind out of myself. And I'm laying there on the deck of the pool.
Oh, I was like, the deck. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And gathered myself and was, you know, in a, looked like an old lady with scoliosis for a while. Like, you know, that's the way I got back on the plane. Like,
yeah. Oh, gosh.
So it's like if I, it almost.
How
takes,
long ago was that? A few weeks ago?
That was, 2 weeks?
2 weeks ago. So 2 weeks ago, it's gotten a little better, but it's still bothering
you. A little better, but it hitches. And anybody's ever dealt with lumbar pain, my God, you know what it's like.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to sit down, I think I'd be fine.
Yeah. If you could just stand.
If I could just stand and sleep like a horse.
Or sleep like the Coneheads.
Yes.
Great movie.
But if you were to press. Like right now, I'm pressing right there where that one muscle is that I fell on. Yeah. It almost takes the wind out of me.
Really? The pain is so bad?
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's exquisite.
An exquisite pain.
My goodness.
Yeah, eyes wide shut.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. So what are you doing to help? Just trying to, I don't know. Rest? What do you do? Back pain is so weird. You know, some people say like push through or just let it rest, but it's like, how can you?
What I should do is lay on the floor and do the stretches.
Oh.
But I don't do that.
Now, why don't you?
Because I lay on the couch and watch the Netflix.
Oh, a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, resting it, I'm sure is good for it, but sometimes, yeah, you need to be stretching it and making some changes, but.
I saw Beetlejuice.
Yes.
The other day, and I was talking to a lovely nurse about that this morning. As you know, I see one.
Sure.
And
she's a ghost in my house.
She made a good point. She goes, why did they have to include the old cast? And then I didn't think of that take. But yeah. Because, you know, they brought in Catherine O'Hara and Winona Ryder, and they referenced So Watch His Face, who. God rest his soul, who's dead, but, you know, went out with shame. Mm-hmm. He's part of that cast.
Right.
His character is part of that cast.
Right.
Why are they in it? I mean, really, and Jenna Ortega, why are they in it? Why not take Beetlejuice?
Now, no, I haven't seen it.
But
so
I'm not giving anything away. Okay. But you know it's set in the same place.
And, right.
You know, it's just advanced 30, 40 years, whatever it is. Why not take Beetlejuice somewhere else? Because the reason we go to the movie is to see Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
But they really delve down hard. Michael Keaton is 35, 40% of the film. The rest of it is Jenna Ortega and Winona Ryder.
Oh.
Which I guess some people like.
Yeah.
But that's not
Or as you confidently called her on our show yesterday, Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes, I did.
Yesterday on our show, I was asking Lee, I said, so you've seen it. I just recently saw the first one for the first time. So I haven't seen the new one yet, but I'm going to. And I was like, what'd you think? No spoilers. Lee's like, oh my gosh, it was so good. Everybody was great. It was very cute, very nostalgic. Loved it. Olivia Rodrigo was fantastic. Me and everyone in the studio, we were all like, I was like, is she in it? We didn't know. And you said, I said, Olivia, you said, yeah, shit, you got, he slung a little attitude. Yeah, she plays Winona Ryder's daughter. And I was like, Jenna Ortega? And he's like, oh, yes.
That's what I mean. And then you follow that up with some stupid thing you said.
What did I say?
But we're not talking about that.
Well, what
we're
is it?
Bringing
what did
that
I say?
Up. I don't know. You got something wrong and I had to correct you.
What was it?
And
tell
we
me.
Moved along. I can't remember because I don't file that stuff. I don't hang on to it like it's
we
a
must
precious
not have been
gym.
As big of a complete stupid
thing. No, it was worse. But I don't care. I just let that go.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I'm benevolent. Grace.
Whatever. Lee, why? Why do you have to make it a fight? Like, why can't you just laugh about the mistake you made? And look, if I made a mistake, I'll laugh about it. What was it?
I just don't recall what it was. But it was right after that. Right after. Then we go to the next story, and you did something really dumb. And I'm like, what? No. That's not right.
I don't remember this at all.
Of course not.
Stop. Stop making it a fight.
I'm not making it a
you
fight.
You are. You couldn't just own that you made a mistake. You had to be I made a mistake. Not only point out that I made a mistake as well, then point out that, but I'm so wonderful because I didn't bring it up. Like,
that's correct.
Why can't we both be wonderful?
Because you didn't bring your mistake up.
So we're not, you're right. This show is not about being funny and laughing about stuff. You're right. I shouldn't point out that you called one of the actresses something else and we all laughed about it and it was just a funny moment. You're but right. I shouldn't I bring up funny moments. Call. I should be serious. Well, let's talk about politics.
Okay, let's go.
No, Lee. Like, just laugh. Be positive.
Good. Be positive. It's only positive to you when it's my mistake. When I say, but you've made a mistake, now we get defensive.
I know, so I said, no, I didn't get defensive. I said, what was it? How me asking what it was.
Because I don't care about it.
Me asking what it was, it's not defensive. I genuinely was like, oh, what was it?
I don't even care what it was.
Then why'd you bring it up?
Well, I just thought, well, that isn't
that
interesting.
Oh, to make you feel better.
The mistake that followed is never mentioned.
Because none of us know what you're talking about, Lee, because I don't think that happened.
Oh, it happened.
What was it?
I don't know, but I'll think of it in a minute. Okay. Whatever the story, if we had a script, I go, oh, here's what it was.
I'm sure it's funny. Who cares?
I didn't think it was all that funny. It was just you didn't know. You got it wrong. La-di-da. We move on. We live.
No, you brought it up. You got us here.
Que sera. Do you like Doris Day?
I don't think it matters. You're clearly just asking me to launch into a story. Go ahead.
Doris Day was the first to figure out that Rock Hudson was not playing for her team.
Yeah.
Because apparently he was in the shower on the set, and she thought they had a connection, so she decided to get in the shower with him.
I love it. You got to be bold. You got to be bold.
Now, girl. I, as a young man, could not imagine
If Doris Day jumped in the shower
with me, what? Manna from heaven.
Yeah, for real.
My goodness. And Rock said, excuse me, I'm trying.
Get that disgusting display out of here.
What is that?
That dude, you know, what was it, a new documentary that came out?
About Rock?
Yeah, or was it just an article or a book? Something that came out recently about Rock Hudson and just... such a sad life he really had. You know, not overall. He was a movie star and rich and handsome and lovely. But, you know, he had to be closeted. You know.
He couldn't be his authentic self.
And, yeah, it just makes me sad. And it was an interview with, like, an ex-love of his that he had wanted to be with and wanted to be out with. And it's just, you know, just sad. I hate that. So, yeah. God bless him. We're all God's children. Rest in peace, my friend. And Doris Day as well. Rest in peace to her, an absolute legend as well.
There's the a Instagram page I follow that removes the music from every video out there where you just hear the artist sing a cappella.
Oh, yeah.
And they do a great job. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like voice of vu or something. It's mm-hmm. weird. It's like mm-hmm. a French thing. Mm-hmm. And but I saw her singing Que Sera. That's what made me
que
think.
Sera, sera.
What will be, will be.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So you went to the UK game over the weekend when UK played South Carolina.
Yeah.
How long did you stay?
I'd rather talk politics. I stayed with about 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
It was hard for me to stay on my couch. I was at home watching it, and I was just like, what? Yeah.
I'll say this.
I've never seen so many penalties.
I don't know how that football team recovers psychologically. This was the most important game on the schedule because it really kind of changes their destiny. Now, all they have left now is
horrible for the team.
Miracles.
Horrible.
You got to find a miracle. And I don't know that they're disciplined enough to find it.
Mm-hmm.
So you think
it's more on the players than the coaches?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay. You said the team. So I'm assuming you're just putting on
the blame. Of course, that's part of it. I mean, these are young men. They're held accountable. But yeah, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
It's both. And I don't understand the mental errors that were made. And it just looked pathetic.
It was embarrassing. Yeah, it was devastating and embarrassing and pathetic. And just like, what are we doing? We're better than this.
But it's such a psychological scar. Losing does that. And... especially in that way.
Yeah.
You know, I would have said If they had won that South Carolina game, and then here comes number one Georgia, and then they play those guys and they lose by a touchdown.
Yeah, a respectable
That's a moral margin. Victory. Okay, yeah. We took care of what we know we can take care of, and we kept it tight and close with the best in the country. Mm-hmm. That is an elevation of a platform. If they were to lose by a field goal tomorrow, it doesn't help them. It's two losses back to back. Yeah. There's no moral victory in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they ain't going to beat Georgia.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they got horses that can run. That third string would have killed that Kentucky team we saw on the field last Saturday.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Yeah.
They got to overhaul some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. This is one positive to having two teams that I cheer for, because you guys know I love UK, but I also am from Tennessee, lifelong Tennessee fan. So later in the evening, I got to watch my Tennessee Vols absolutely put the smack down on NC State, because I was so dejected after the Kentucky game. I was just like, ugh. Just like, it's one thing to lose. It's one thing to lose like that, where they basically beat themselves. Kentucky lost to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Bengals did the same thing.
Yeah.
They fumbled in the end zone. They fumbled on a pretty good kick return. And they let the freaking Patriots beat them.
Yeah, the Bengals lost and my Titans lost on Sunday, helmed by Will Levis.
Oh, my God.
Former Wildcat. What's going on?
Well, he made some dumb. I love Will Levis.
I do, too. And he was at the UK game 2 weeks ago. He was at the UK game 2 weeks
right.
ago.
But boy, did he make some bonehead plays. Come on, Will. You can't fling the ball like you're out in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
They made him
a lot
pay.
Of negatives over the weekend for football fans. Yeah. Positives, though, for my Tennessee Vols. I'm pumped. They announced that the Tennessee-Oklahoma game is like a 7:30 start next Saturday. I'm very excited about that.
This Saturday? Is it this Saturday or is it?
Yeah, this Saturday.
For us, yes.
Yeah, sorry. By the time you guys are hearing this, if you hear it the day it's posted, it'll be this Saturday.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm obsessed with Nico. That's something I've been having to work on. It's Tennessee's quarterback.
Yeah,
Nico.
How do you say his name?
Yeah, my dad sent it to me, Finnick, on SportsCenter or one of those. They had a big billboard or one of their big graphics behind them with it spelled phonetically, like, or hyphenated, showing you how to say it. Then all the announcers were practicing saying it. Then my dad sent
Nico.
Me. Nico Iamaliava.
Where's he from?
You know what? Iamaliava. Iamaliava.
He's from Middlesbrough.
Nico Iamaliava.
But where is he from? I mean, what's the heritage of that?
Yeah, let me look that up. He's so fantastic. Okay. Let's see.
I'm sure he's an American citizen. I just don't know what the derivative
he's
is.
So he was born and raised in Long Beach, California. But yeah, I wonder what his... he was named Polynesian Football Player of the Year.
Aha!
So he was born in Long Beach. He was in a Polynesian Bowl. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't on the Wikipedia, and you know, because he's just now getting, you know, quite famous for all this.
Pacific.
Yeah, in some way to win Polynesian, but I don't know exactly where. Okay, he's Samoan. He was born in Long Beach, California. He's of Samoan descent.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Anyway, love watching him. He is a superstar. Wowzers, Matowzers.
I finished watching Chaos with Jeff Goldblum.
K-A-O-S
yes.
is how it's spelled.
And the guy that plays Poseidon, I believe he is a South Pacific Islander. He's a famous actor. I can't think of his name, but I've seen him in a lot of stuff. Most of the time he plays the bad guy. He plays Poseidon. He's more of a sympathetic figure in this because he's Zeus's little brother.
Mm.
But he's got all the tats, all the Polynesian tats.
All the Polynesian tats.
Yeah, you see... from Samoa.
Yeah.
Because he's in a swimsuit a lot because he's Poseidon, you know.
Well, it's just you got to swim.
And, you know, he's a guy, he's a middle-aged guy with a gut.
Sure.
And he's walking around in a Speedo.
And you know
I wish I had that confidence.
Body positivity. Sorry, I feel like I just wiped lipstick on my
The thing
nose.
That...
What's the thing, Lee?
The thing that I don't like about my wardrobe is a waistband. That makes me look fatter than I am.
Oh, I know. Same.
I'm skinnier without a waistband.
Yeah.
Like, if you saw me
it
nude.
It pushes everything up. That's the muffin top.
Yeah, well, that's how it's created.
It's awful.
Yes, daggone it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get bigger sizes.
Yeah, but then.
Then you don't get to enjoy my juicy bottom.
That's true. We don't get to see your juicy bottom. So, Lee, as a tribute to me and everyone else that sees you in person, don't take the juicy bottom, Lee, please.
I'm a little juicy.
Do you feel like you have a juicy bottom?
No.
A big butt on a man kind of is a turn off for me.
Oh, is it?
I like a man whose biggest physical attraction, I like a man who has broad shoulders, and then their waist is quite trim and their butt's quite trim. It kind of confuses me when I see a man with a butt.
So you're not going to date a fullback. You're not going to date a running back.
Yeah.
Because those guys, their power comes from their lower half.
Yeah.
You're going to date a punter. Or a kicker. That's what you like.
I'd kill too. Kill too.
Maybe a tight end.
What's the famous NFL kicking? The Colquitt family. The Colquitt kickers.
Colquitt.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just like, but then I say that, but then I think Matthew McConaughey is so hot and he has like a little booty tootie.
Does he?
A little bit. Not hips. I guess I don't mind a shapely, I don't know what we're talking about, a shapely booty on a guy. I don't like big hips. Like, if their hips are big and their shoulders are small.
How about Gerard Butler in 300? He's looking he's out hot. Over the veranda naked, and you get to see his bottom.
Booty tootie.
And he's got a booty tootie.
He's got a booty tootie. Why is it so fun to say?
I don't know.
Booty tootie. Work it into your vocab more. Yeah, he's pretty darn good looking.
I think so. I like him. I love, what's that movie?
P.S. I Love You?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Sorry.
But it's a movie about, they gave him the morning show. He was like this shock jock
cable dude.
And then him and Katherine Heigl, the producer. Yeah.
And they hate each other.
I love
that. Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, there's sexual
tension.
It's
quite raunchy.
It is raunchy, but it's great. It's funny and cute and adorable. It's a good rom-com.
It is. What was it called?
I forgot.
I'm looking it up. I'm on the way.
That.
I'm on the way.
Check that out.
Oh, remember the... Oh, The Ugly Truth.
Mm-hmm.
The Ugly Truth. Yes.
That was the name of his show.
Yeah, The Ugly Truth. And then, he did The Bounty Hunter. That was in 09. He did The Bounty Hunter with Jennifer Aniston in 2010.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah, that was all right. 300, so good. I'm trying to see what else. He has... Oh, Den of Thieves. I watched that on Netflix like last year. It's a movie from 2018. He and like Ice Cube's son are in it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name. That was actually a pretty good movie.
Maybe I did see that.
He did that movie Greenland.
Yeah, that was not good.
Wasn't that kind of like
that was an apocalyptic movie.
Yeah.
An asteroid's going to hit
the
Earth.
He's done a lot of movies. Like I'm looking on his Wikipedia and there's a ton of movies, but I haven't seen any of these. Kandahar, Plane...
Oh, I saw Plane. Plane is good.
You saw Plane?
I saw Plane.
That just came out last year.
In the theater.
You did?
I saw it. Yeah, that
okay.
was good.
I think I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, I like that one.
I love Gerard Butler, but yeah, I haven't seen him in anything in a while. Like, he was like one of the big stars for a while.
The
like,
best thing to happen to Gerard Butler is Russell Crowe got lazy.
Yeah.
Because you could switch them out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because Russell Crowe could have played any of the parts. He could have been in the 300.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Gerard Butler could have been Maximus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Maximus Prime. Just kidding. Optimus Prime. Just kidding. Yeah, you're right. But yeah, he's done a lot of movies, as I'm seeing, getting those paychecks, but none that have...
He was also in the... where he's the Secret Service guy.
Mm-hmm.
Olympus Has Fallen.
Olympus Has Fallen, yeah.
And then London Has Fallen.
Mm-hmm. Everybody keeps... It just all keeps falling.
Yeah, wherever he goes.
Wherever he goes.
Don't travel with Gerard Butler.
Mm-mm.
Plane, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, don't go anywhere with that guy.
Yeah. Anyway. Love Gerard. You know, another actor I haven't seen in a while is Clive Owen. Remember Clive?
Yeah.
Something about him just...
He was in something recently, though, I think.
Let's look it up. I love when I remember an actor that was like really, you know, it's like Hollywood gets certain ones of them, and I guess we should thank their agents.
He was
really in our public consciousness for a while, and then they kind of drop off.
He was heavily considered to be the next James Bond.
Yes, that's right.
They were talking to him about that and went with Daniel Craig.
Which, Daniel Craig, great choice.
I think so, too.
He was just on a red carpet recently with his gorgeous wife, Rachel Wise, and he's grown his hair out a little bit. He looks like he'll still be James Bond for me. That's how
he
it usually is
be.
For me for years.
Well, Pierce Brosnan is too.
But he's kind of moved away from that for me now because I've watched.
I still see James Bond.
Yeah.
I mean,
and Pierce.
It's like the Superman.
You saw him
role.
When he was singing in Mamma Mia. You were like, there he is. There's James Bond.
The only guy to escape that iconic kind of thing is Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Because I see him as Beetlejuice, not just Batman. I see him
as characters.
As Mr. Mom.
Yeah. Daniel Craig is a hot. Boy. Okay, so apparently...
Clive Owen?
Clive Owen is in a show called Monsieur Spade.
I don't know what that
is. And it's a drama. It says 2024, Monsieur Spade.
Sounds like a gardening tool. Will you hand me the Monsieur Spade?
The Monsieur.
I got weeds everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a TV miniseries. Mm. Oh, he plays a famous detective set in 1960s France.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Was he in a movie recently with that Taylor Swift was in? It had Denzel's kid in it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Clive Owen. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not at all.
Look up Taylor Swift. It was the last
Gladly.
Film. It was a 19. It was set in World War II or just after.
What?
Who was in
Amsterdam?
That? Amsterdam, maybe. That was it. Who's in that?
Margot Robbie. I don't see Taylor in
Yeah, Margot Robbie is, it's three friends. And I think it's Denzel's kid, maybe not. David Washington.
Yeah.
Is he in it?
No, that's.
No, it's not David Washington.
Yeah, Taylor played Elizabeth Meekins.
Okay, but who are the main actors?
Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, John David Washington.
I was right.
You were right.
John David Washington.
Look at you go.
But it was Christian Bale. It wasn't Clive Owen.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Anyway, Daniel Craig, Clive Owen, Christian Bale, Gerard Butler, we love y'all.
By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't say so long farewell to the iconic James Earl Jones, who just passed away at age 92,
greatest,
I believe.
One of the greatest voices in Hollywood.
There's no doubt it was the greatest voice in Hollywood.
Okay. I didn't want to upset any like Tommy Lee Jones fans.
Tommy Lee Jones? I mean, I like Tommy Lee Jones, but when you think of voice actor, the Superman of voice actors, is James
Earl. The Darth Vader of voice actors.
The Mufasa.
The Mufasa.
Of voice actors.
I know. I really was sad. A lot of times, like when I'll get news alerts about celebrities dying, I'm usually like, oh, him. I really was like, oh.
Yeah, that one hurt.
93, I think.
93, 92. Our buddy Devin called me. He goes, hey, I just want to. I said, what's up? He goes, I just thought of you when I just saw this. I was like, what? He goes, James Earl Jones died.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, that one.
It's sad. It really
is. What an incredible story, too. You know, he was sort of born in the show business. I think his father was somewhat of a Broadway actor.
Oh.
But James had a horrible speech impediment. He had a horrible stutter.
Really?
That like his third or fourth, fifth grade teacher had to help and coach him out of. So the greatest voice of all time started with broken, humble beginnings.
And if it hadn't been for that teacher, whatever it was that got him, we wouldn't have the iconic voice acting from James Earl Jones. Wow.
And then he went on to Broadway and became famous there.
Sure. And then?
And then George Lucas put him on the map, really, when it came to superstardom because of that character, which is the number one villain in the history of cinema.
Mm-hmm.
There is no better, bigger villain than Darth Vader.
True. Yeah. So true. Very true. Yeah.
And have you seen any of the footage of what it sounded like without James Earl Jones? There's the actor was David Prowse, who was a Saturday morning for England, a Saturday morning superhero kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he became well known as a bodybuilder. So he was this gigantic muscle-bound dude.
Yeah.
And they needed somebody imposing, so they put him in the Darth Vader suit.
Oh, so then you hear his voice, and it's so weird before they did the voiceover.
So it's sort of a high-pitched English, you know, when he's talking to Princess Leia. And,
Luke!
You tell them, I want the plans.
I
want the plans, and I want no one. And
Luke, it's me, your daddy.
Yeah.
Oh,
Luke, I'm your father.
Luke, I'm your father.
Yeah.
Come and give us a kiss.
So
that's funny.
George Lucas knew that wasn't going to work. So he went and got James
the
Earl
guy.
Jones. And,
the guy. Wow, well, that's funny. Yeah.
And then they used a scuba apparatus for the breathing. Oh. So that's just a scuba.
Wow.
You're doing some sort of.
I don't know. I'm not.
That's a. What's a PAP machine? What is it called? CPAP.
PAP machine? Lee, they don't,
sound
bad
like
news,
a CPAP.
Lee, they don't use machines for PAPs. I wish they didn't. I'd be terrified. It's even worse than it already is. CPAP.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see a CPAP in your future?
Mm-mm. I don't snore.
Oh.
Now, my buddy.
Is that what it's for?
Oh, listen to this.
What?
Yeah, that's what it's for. Because it's blockage. You're not getting,
I guess it is. Yeah, I just thought it was like a breathing.
You're not breathing right, so your brain's starved of oxygen, like. my good buddy, I don't want to say his name to embarrass him, but it's Richard. Mm-hmm. And so he looked into, he doesn't want a CPAP. That's not sexy. You can't, you know, be making love to a beautiful woman with a CPAP machine in there. So we went and talked to a doctor.
He doesn't have to wear it during the act.
And so there is a new thing. And he goes, well, we can't. He goes, the thing that's blocking your passage is your gigantic tongue. He goes, you're not overweight. You're not any of those things. You're very healthy. So what they, listen to this. They have developed a new technology where they put an implant in your tongue. It's tiny. In the back of it, and when you fall asleep, it causes your tongue to jut out.
Oh, that's sexy. I didn't want her to think I was unattractive in the night with a mask on. So she looks over, and I'm like,
"Well, you're because your tongue falls back and blocks the passage. That's why you're making all those weird noises."
Ew.
So, but when that happens, the electrode fires up. And
does it make it actually jut out of your mouth, or does it just make it lay flat?
It makes it lay flat.
But I like to think you roll over. You've spent the night at Richard's. You roll over, and he's like,
why am I in bed with
not
Richard?
Not you. I'm sorry. Oh. A woman.
Something has gone really wrong if that's happening.
I've spent the night at Richard's. I said it wouldn't happen again.
Yeah.
No, sorry. No,
we got tickled, though, thinking about what if something goes wrong with this in the middle of a closing argument.
Oh yeah, because he's an attorney.
Yeah, and Your Honor. All of a sudden, he's talking like this.
He's like this.
Welcome to Hanging House.
I was going
to
say, I was like, wait, who is
everyone's
this?
Equal in my eye.
Well, love it.
I couldn't possibly fit him until Thursday.
Oh, my God. Oh, Blazing Saddles. Okay. Got any questions?
Yeah. We asked our staff. By the way, if you'd like to ask Haley or I a question or you want to provide a comment, you can do so. It's ideas@leeandhaley.com. All right.
Love it.
Excuse me.
Is that me?
What are you doing?
I was just taking a moment to look at pictures of my cousin's new baby on Instagram. And
during the middle of the show.
I didn't realize it had audio on it. I'm sorry.
How did you not realize? I couldn't think because the music was.
I thought it was your phone. I'm sorry.
No.
I messed up. I'm human, okay? I spent the night at Richard's and I was up all night because his tongue looks so weird.
If you could change anything about the show, budget, location, doesn't matter, what would it be? This is new, a hole, asking to be laid off.
Why is he asking to be laid off?
Oh, because that's the first
that's the
idea
change
I thought of. Yeah.
To really change the overhead we could save if we got rid of him. I would love to take the show on the road more.
I would
love to go travel more and visit different places, not only markets that our show airs in, but also just, it'd be so fun for you and I and our staff, but also great content. We get to try. I love newness. I love to go to new places. I've always said I'd spend every dollar I had on travel. And so for the show, I'd love to go travel places. I'd love to just experience, especially right here in America. It's so big. There's so much to do and see. So that would be me. I would love to take the show on a trip, like a trip like every week. I think it'd be so fun. What about you?
No, I agree. Because it's just a big vacation for us. I mean, we're working and we work hard, but it doesn't feel that way because we are having fun. And new locales and experiences, I think, generate better content for you and I.
Agreed. I think we're our best when we're doing something new and exciting.
Yeah. Kelly wants to know, what's your must-do fall activity?
That's your Nikita voice. You need a different voice for Kelly.
What is your must-do fall activity?
Okay, less Goofy and Mickey.
Oh, was that Mickey?
It was, you kind of leaned into a, oh, that's all, folks.
Well, Goofy's a little lower timber than that, isn't he?
Lee, I don't know.
Gosh.
Kelly's more like, so anyway, Kelly is the sweetest. You can get Kelly. The other day, we took the whole staff to kind of a brunch lunch, and Kelly zoned out on her phone, and we're all talking about something. Then she tries to interject into the conversation and ask some. She said, we were talking about pimento cheese sandwiches or something, and then cheesecake in a separate conversation. And she said, what's pimento cheese cheesecake? Something along those lines. Something no one had said. And we were all like, what? So then she got embarrassed, I think. Then we're like laughing about it with her. You can get Kelly red-faced, dying laughing, where she can't breathe almost instantly.
Well,
so
she
laughed like that at lunch, and then we're in the car on the way back to the station. You did it again. She gets so hysterical, and it is the cutest, funniest thing in the entire
because
world.
Because I brought common sense to a nonsensical statement she made about turning left.
Oh, yeah.
Do I need to be over on the right? Yeah. Yeah, if you're turning, yeah, in that lane.
Right, yeah. She's so
I don't
funny.
Know where to go. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know where to go? Traffic laws still apply. But what I love about Kelly is that
she's so funny.
She would try to find a better, because I don't want to offend anyone, but she would not do well, say, in a Holocaust film.
Okay, try something else. Well, how about just
any kind of tragedy? If you put her in a tragedy, she would feel out of place. Because
yeah, she's so bright. And
her effervescence. Yeah. Because when she talks about things that didn't go right for her, she does it with such a plum.
She is like,
yeah. So they shot me twice in the leg. Can you believe that?
And I was like, I have to go to work. Yeah.
And I had on a beautiful little jumper.
Yeah, I was.
And
so
I'm trying not to get blood everywhere, and it's just crazy.
Such a crazy day. Yeah. She does. She's so joyful, even when she's telling like something sad. So anyway, her question. What was her question?
What is your must-do fall activity?
Guys, I was just like wondering, like, what is like, your must-do fall activity? Yeah. Like, what is it? Tell me right now. Must-do fall activity. I love a hot cider.
That's an activity.
Drinking hot cider at a tailgate.
Okay.
I love when people have in a crock pot, like really yummy. Non-alcoholic, just regular cider.
I'll just say football.
Football is a, yeah, non-negotiable fall activity.
Yeah. Bridget wants to know, ideal thrill activities, like zorbing. What is zorbing?
I don't know.
She's included bungee jumping.
Are you having a tired moment? You've started rubbing your face a lot in the last couple minutes. You all right?
I'm fighting off a sneeze.
Oh, yeah, you do that when you start to need to sneeze. Just sneeze.
No.
Why?
Because there's no coming back from that.
Turn away. Oh, you're afraid you might snot everywhere?
I could blow everything. I don't know. I mean, it's,
when I sneeze, I shart. It is so weird.
That's what I'm saying. Everything could go wrong. It's a combustible thing. That
I cannot express to you how much I love sneezing.
I know you do.
I love it. Like, I think I love it more than anyone else.
I know you do. Because you get so mad at me if I steal.
I can't stand when people steal my sneezes.
I wish you could steal my sneeze.
I wish you'd just let it out. I wish you could enjoy the joy.
There is no joy.
Yes, there is.
No, there's a cleanup on aisle five.
What are you, men are disgusting. Okay. Like, what do you have in there?
Oh, gunpowder.
Thrill activities.
I don't look up zorbing.
You know something I would like to do that Kelly and Bridget both did separately over our little fall break we had here on the show? They went and did the roller coaster, the mountain coasters in Gatlinburg, which is where you're on like a little path and it's like a concrete thing and it goes through the woods. Yeah. I would actually really like to do that. Mm-hmm. So that would be something I would like to do.
Well, what is zorbing?
I don't know. Is that
Z-O-R-B-I-N-G.
It's where you get in the big ball and they push you down the hill. The big bubble boy ball.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Good way to break a neck.
And not your own. Yeah. Then you've got litigation to deal with. Yes. You're enmeshed in a lengthy legal battle.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's going to do it today, y'all.
Okay.
Damiano's. Go see them.
Yes.
Lee's got the full details.
Well, anyway, they've got everything you'd want Italian-wise. Great pizzas. Great sandwiches. Great salads and that happy hour. Oh, kidding me? Check them out. Pizza, Pasta, Beer, and Bourbon, located at 503 South Upper Street. That's in Lexington, right across from the Target that is on campus. Mm-hmm. You can order online or you could call 859-303-8373. Damiano, the best.
Love it. Thank you guys so much for listening today or watching here on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel if you're watching the video version. Follow us on social media. Just search Lee and Haley and then catch the Lee and Haley Show, our home market. We are on Fox 56 in Lexington, Kentucky. We are weekdays at noon. We'd love to have you in our audience. Also, follow our YouTube channel and subscribe there as well. We post full clips that have aired on the show that we think are worth you seeing again. So thanks so much, guys. Have a great rest of your day. We love you. God loves you. God bless your football team. Let them hang in there.
All right. See you next time, guys.
Bye.